You take a poll of most people in shul today and ask them, what is today? What exactly defined for me the essence of today? So you'd probably get two different answers. One group of people will say, what's today? Today's some Gedalia. The other group of people will say, it's the first of the real Aseres Tshuva. I mean, Rosh Hashanah was, obviously the first 2 days. Shabbos already was in Shabbos Shuvah, but the bottom line, it's the first weekday. It's a Sunday this year, okay? But it's the first weekday of the Aseres Tshuva. And the truth is that throughout our davening, we really find elements of both. The announcement the Gavra just made, everyone should remember all the insertions of Aneinu and Aseres Tshuva, because the emphasis is really two, I can't use the terms Kedushas Hayom coinciding, because neither one is a Kedushas Hayom, but two unique characters of days, a day of Tzom Gedalia, a day of Aseres Tshuva, combining into one. Sometimes it reaches the grand, the crisis point of what do? You say Baruch Aleinu or Chadash Aleinu? So we know the minhag is to say Chadash. Chadash Aleinu Shana Tova. But again, because there are two different dimensions on this day. And the question is there any correlation, is there any connection between these two events? Or was it just pure coincidence that it happens to be that on the first day of Aseres Tshuva, we observed Avelos for the death of Gedalia? And we know that, of course, historically, Gedalia was actually not even killed on the first day of Aseres Tshuva. He was killed literally on the first day. He was killed on Rosh Hashanah. He can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so the Tainus was pushed off till Gimel Tishrei. This year happens to be a super duper pushed off. It's pushed off till Dalet Tishrei. It's a Nidche because of the Shabbos. But is there any connection whatsoever? Just by quirk, just coincidentally, there are 2 days that happen to coincide together on the calendar. The post can discuss, from a halachic vantage point, in terms of what the nature of the Tainus Tzibur that we have. We have many Tainus Tzibur during the course of the year. We have Tisha B'Av, we have some Gedalia, we have a Sarbet Tevesh, or Sarbet Tammuz. Those four Tainus Tzibur pretty much are lumped together, as the Pasuk in Navi and Zechariah puts the four together, the Tzom HaRavi, the Tzom HaChamish, the Tzom HaShvi, the Tzom HaAsiri. These four Tainios form a unit together. The two other Tainus that we have are really in their own world. Yom Kippur is its own, the status of Tainus, of course, Minat Torah, fundamentally more Chomer. You have Tainus Esther, which is a different type of Tainus Lagamre. It's not even rooted in the Pasuk, maybe it's in the Gemara, maybe it's quoted in it's alluded to Megillas Esther, but it's a different type of Tainus. But the four Tainus that we're focusing on are the Tainus of Tzom Gedalia, Sarbet Tevesh, Sarbet Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av form a unit together. And we know, basically, these four Tainus all correspond to events concerning the Churban. Sarbet Tevesh was the very beginning of the Churban, and Shavuot Tammuz was the breaking of the walls, and then the actual Churban itself. Tzom Gedalia was the aftermath of the Churban, but they all pretty much address historical events that took place really within a span of a few months, a few years, all historically surrounding the Churban. And there's a question, a lumdish question that the Poskim raise, which is not just a lumdish question, but it's going to have a profound hashkafa question as well. What's the nature of these tainis? What's the real goal? What's the motif of these tainis? What's the purpose of these tainis? Are these tainis what we call tainis shel avelus? These are basically expressions of avelus. We fast during these days because these are sad times. So to express our avelus, we fast. The same way we do a lot of things to express avelus. There are dinim of shivah and shloshim, there are halachas that you memait and certain tanugim, that you refrain from certain pleasurable activities when a person is rachman aslan and avelus. So too, these are also an expression of a public mourning. They're basically expressions of avelus. The hilchas avelus. What do they say? No. That these tainis are not hilchas avelus. These tainis are not so much an emphasis on events that happened in the past, but rather these tainis are a look to the future. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated certain events, certain times of the year, so these are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to wake us up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to be Ma'or Levavenu Lachsa B'Tshuva. So Tainus is a mechanism of Tshuva. Tainus always goes together with Tshuva, Tefillah, Stuff, Tainus. These are mechanisms of Tshuva. So the focus of these Tainus is not so much what happened 2,800 years ago in Yerushalayim, following the death of Gedalia, that's not what we're really focusing on. We're using these as opportunities to be chozer us b'tshuva, but the focus of these times are fundamentally in the future. They're not so much, they're not sad days. I mean, they are sad days, but that's not why we're fasting. We don't fast as a sad day. We fast as a method of tshuva. So what are these times? Are these times fundamentally rooted in Hilchos Avelos? Are these times fundamentally rooted in Hilchos Tshuva? In fact, there's an interesting, there's a halachic discussion about this. Vis-a-vis the tefillah ne'ilah. We know those who remember from the Mishnayos, Maseches Tainis. So they're on a regular Yom Tainis, when they used to have Tainis Geshomim in the olden days, and Eretz Yisrael had a little bit once in a while, but the real Tainis Geshomim, they would take the Aron Kodesh into the street, and they would, you know, sit with Efer, and the real Makoy, the 24 Tifra, I mean, the real Tainis is referred to in the Mishnayos when it didn't rain. So they would daven ne'ilah. They would daven ne'ilah, you know, we think of ne'ilah as only in Yom Kippur, but ne'ilah was part of the regular state of a Yom Tainis. So how come we don't daven ne'ilah today? What happened to ne'ilah today? We think we made you work so hard, just shachar was mincha today, we almost put you up for ne'ilah also. So why don't we daven ne'ilah? So some of the mefarshim say, we don't daven ne'ilah because these tainis are not really, some gedaya is not really a tshuva tainis. Some gedaya is an aveilus tainis. When do you daven ne'ilah? You daven ne'ilah is a tefilas tshuva. So when you have rain, when it's not raining, so... It's not Petarus Aveilus, we're not misapple on anything. If it doesn't rain, we're not mourning the lack of rain. We're davening to Rabbi Shalom. We should be chosen with tshuva. We should merit to have rain. Or in Yom Kippur, it's not a sad day. There's no Aveilus on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tshuva. So when do you have the Ela? When it's a Yom Tshuva. But these days are not fundamentally Titus of Tshuva. They're fundamentally Titus of Aveilus. That's what Tzomach Aronim explained. But the question becomes, really, what is the focus on these days? Are these days of Aveilus in the past, or are these... a look to the future of tshuva. So it appears, Finis Daiti, that, you know, I love chakiras and I love two sides, and any lovers can't get a shear off any day without a good chakira to it. But Finis Daiti, these two sides of the chakira are really saying one and the same. There is no fundamental difference between a tainus of avelus and a tainus of tshuva, for it appears to be the following reason. What is the underlying halacha of Avelus? Go back to regular halachas of Avelus. Forget about Avelus with the Chorban for a minute. Go back to the model of Avelus. What is the message that a person is supposed to walk away with at the end of halachas of Avelus? So yes, there's an idea of Kavod HaMeis. The Rambam writes in halachas Avel that one of the basic fundamental principles of halachas of Avelus is to show Kavod to the person who is nifter. A person dies and nobody's misabel. It shows the person was worthless. It'd be like an animal dies, nobody cares. So that's for sure there's an element of Kavod HaMeis, no question about it. But the very end of Hilchos Aveilus, Shulchan Aruch, you get to the very end, the last, up to the very, very end, in your Yodea, V'Hachai Yitein Alibo. That Hilchos Aveilus is supposed to make us look to the future. Hilchos Aveilus is not just a mourning about something in the past, but Hilchos Aveilus is supposed to put a perspective and to enable us to be a catalyst to be chozer b'tshuva. That's what Hilchos Aveilus is all about. How is Hilchos Aveilus supposed to help us be chozer b'tshuva? So we spoke about many times. When the Gemara tells us that a person has a conflict and a person is a Yetzirah, they feel they can't overcome the Yetzirah. So the Gemara gives you an Eitzah. You should sit and learn. That'll help you. And if that doesn't work, you should say Kriyashma. And if that doesn't work, if all else fails, the greatest prevention against Chet is Yisko Yom HaMisa. A person should sit back and contemplate death. A person contemplates death, whatever Yetzirah they had is going to go away. The Yizkor Yom HaMisa is not just in a depressing way. I don't want people to walk around being depressed all the time. Yizkor Yom HaMisa, like we spoke a little bit about in Slichas last week, Yizkor Yom HaMisa can be a very, very positive experience. Because Yizkor Yom HaMisa, a person who focuses for a moment and takes a moment back, when a person thinks about death, what they're really focusing is what the emes of what a person is all about. What a person is really thinking about is those things which I thought were important up until now, they're not really as important as I thought they were. Because at the end of the day, they're not going to be here. So all the taivas and all the gaivas and all the yetzaharas and all the distractions that I had during my lifetime, all of a sudden the person thinks about Yom HaMisa, they realize that it doesn't really matter. The things that I thought mattered just don't really matter anymore. That's not a depressing thought. That's a very inspiring thought. And a person, believe it or not, can walk away from Yom HaMisa like we spoke about last week, the first night of Slichas. We spoke about after you finish Degel Sadatok, you say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's inspiring. The Hilchos Aveilus Gufa is supposed to be a vehicle of tshuva. So it's not a stira. What's the nature of these tainias? Is it a tainias of tshuva? Is it a tainias of aveilus? Is it a tainias of aveilus? It's hainu hach. It's one and the same. Hilchos Aveilus Gufa is supposed to be the greatest catalyst for tshuva. This is true not only in terms of avelus of a yochid, or it's not a person, loses a relative, but this is true in terms of avelus of a klal as well. Klal Yisrael is an avelus. Klal Yisrael is an avelus for two things. We're an avelus for the churban avayis, and we're an avelus for the matzav of klal Yisrael. Remember, some of the old kinnuses that they used to, now people get all the fancy kinnuses, but the old cheapy $2 kinnus, the paper ones, they come $2 for kinnus, $2 for slichas. Maybe we need a few more than $2 slichas around. But the little kinnus pamphlets that they used to come around to the camps and selling before Tisha B'Av. So remember, they used to have on it that these are kinnus to be said on Churban Beis HaMikdash V'al Golos Yehuda, something like that. That was the Lashon. That was the Lashon they used to say. Al Churban Habayis, V'al Golos Yehuda. It means we're being misabel for Klal Yisrael's losses, for the Karbonas, for the losses, for the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael. It's an Avelus, it's a din of Avelus. And Hukas Avelus, yes, on the one hand can be depressing, but Hukas Avelus can also lift a person up. V'achai Yiten Alivo. When a person looks, goes back and thinks, and we spoke about this on Tisha B'Av so many times, when you think about the Kedosha Elyon, and you think about those in previous generations, and you think about how much Jews have suffered over the years of Golos, things which on one hand are very, very depressing, on the other hand, they become very inspiring. When you think about the Kedoshim, who are Moshe Nefesh, and Moshe Guf, and gave up everything, Laman Hashem, we spoke about how many times did we speak about in Kiddush this past year, in previous years, about we looked at people who we never met, we never knew 1,000 years ago in the Crusades, and they were Moshe Nefesh, they gave up everything, just Laman Kedushas Hashem. What a tremendous inspiration that should be to each and every one of us. So yes, it's true that Golos Yehuda and the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael is a cause of Avelos, but that Avelos Gufa can be turned into a mechanism of Tshuva. We can take the darkest hours of Klal Yisrael and we can use it to be Chazik B'Tshuva. Tisha B'Av is also a Yom Tshuva. Tisha B'Av is not just a day of Avelos. Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tshuva as well. Come Chazal and tell us that a strange thing, that we have two tinyos, which at first glance seem to be very, very different from one another. The tinyos of Tisha B'Av and the tinyos of Tzom Gedalia. The tzaynus of Tisha B'Av, I understand, that's for the Beis HaMikdash, that's for a Churban, for the Beis HaShem. What a terrible tragedy. Gedalia ben Achim, he's a great tzaddik, no doubt. But he was one person. He was one person. That's all he was. He was one person. As it's true, his death had very serious political ramifications for Klal Yisrael, and in a certain sense, there was the final nail in the coffin of the Churban. It's true, there were things that happened post the death of Gedalia, but at the end of the day, he was one person. Say Chazal, Lelamdeinu, this comes to teach us, Shekos Kosha Yomisas Atzadikim Kisreifas Be'er Selokeinu. That in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the death of a tzaddik is so powerful, is something which is so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each and every tzaddik, it's as if his own home was destroyed. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'abel Kaviyachal for the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'abel for the death of one tzaddik, this particular tzaddik, Gedalia, Misas Tzaddikim, is something which is mechaper. Chazal tell us, and Rashi quotes Pashas Chukas, that why is it that the death of Miriam and Avia is written immediately on the heels of Paraduma? To teach us that a Misas Tzaddik is a mechaper. Just as Paraduma is a mechaper, so too the death of a tzaddik is a mechaper as well. My high, how is that? What's the connection between the two? So I remember hearing this it was said at Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal's Levaya. I'm pretty sure that it was said by Rav Moshe Tendler. I'll tell you why. It must have been said by Rav Moshe Tendler because it was the only Hesped that was in English. It was the only Hesped that I understood. So the odds are that was the only one, he was in fact the one who said it. But I remember this goes back already 26 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, when Moshe was Niftar. I remember standing, it was on Tinus Esther, it was in Yom Tinus. It was on Tinus Esther standing outside Lower East Side MTJ. And I remember hearing over the loudspeaker the following, Kosha Misa Sadiqim, Lifnei HaMokom, Kisrevis Belzaz Elkeinu, and Ma Misa Sadiqim, Ma Paradum Mechaper, so too Misa Sadiqim is Mechaper. So the question was, what kind of a dimion is that to Paraduma? Paraduma is one of the many Mechaperim. There are a lot of Mechaperim. The Korbanos are Mechaper. There are other Mechaperim. There are other Mechaperim. My eye, it's a Paraduma. So Ritem said at the time, says, you know, paraduma is a very strange type of metahir. You know why? Because it's a very elaborate process of tahara. It's very expensive. You know, you have to paraduma and you get the right ashes and the water. It's unbelievable. It's a very special, unique, unbelievable tahara. Imagine a guy comes, he travels all the way from Eilat. I mean, I'm dramatizing it. He drives from Eilat, comes all the way up to Yerushalayim to experience. He wants to get the Eifa Paraduma, and he has the ashes sprinkled on him on day 3, and then he waits around for 4 days. On day 7, he's Gevaldik. And now he's all ready to eat Kotchim. He's already coming to the Beis HaMikdash. And he forgot one small technicality. The din is, you have to go to the mikvah after the Eifa Paraduma. It's not enough just to get Eifa Paraduma sprinkled on you. Eifa Paraduma is the hechsher. It enables the tevila to be chal. Normally, a person is a Tomei Sheretz, Tomei Nevela. You go to the mikvah and you become tor. Here, you need Eifa Paraduma to set you up to be able to accomplish tahara. Eifa Paraduma is not an end in of itself. Eifa Paraduma is powerful, but it doesn't do anything. Eifa Paraduma without a mikvah to follow is worthless. You got spritzed of ashes and water on your head. It's gorgeous. You're as tummy as you ever were. You need the tevila at the end. So he said, that's what it means. Misas tzadikim is a mechaper. Just because the tzaddik died, because the Gedalia was killed, because Rav Moshe Feinstein was nifted, that's a mechaper? Why should that be mechaper? You know what it does? It opens up the possibility for a mechaper. What's the real mechaper? Tshuva. A person looks at a legacy of Rav Moshe Feinstein was nifter, what a human being can become, what an Adam Godel can become, what a Gedalia ben Achikam, what a person can soar to the heights of Ruchnias. Wow, it's an inspiration to us. And a person takes the death of an Adam Godel, takes the death of a Tzaddik, of a Talmid Chacham, and says, well, I'm going to use that as a mechanism, as a catalyst to start the tshuva process. Then it's like Eifa Paraduma. Eifa Paraduma is not Mechaper by itself. Eifa Paraduma enables the Tahara to be Chal. So it's Avelus is not a mechaper in of itself. Just because a person is observing Avelus, just because Klai Yisrael is observing Avelus for a churban, for a death of a Gedalia, that's meaningless. If the tainus ends with the point of Avelus and it doesn't translate into tshuva, that's an eifa padum when you forgot to go to the mikvah. So the answer to our question, what is today? Is today the first of the Aser Simei Tshuva? Was today the day commemorating the death of Gedalia? It's the same thing. Shnayim Shem Echad. It's a day of tshuva. There are different mechanisms of tshuva. It's the Aseres Metshuva is a mechanism of tshuva. The death of a tzaddik, a diamond, a chikim is a mechanism of tshuva. Shreifas Bezatilkeinu is a mechanism of tshuva. Hachayitin alivo. Anything we can grab onto this time of the year that will help us be a catalyst, to help us look towards our deeds. What can we fix? What can we correct? How can we improve ourselves? That's what the Kiyum Hayom is all about. Let it be Gedalia. Let it be the first day of Aseres Metshuva, whatever it is. If it accomplishes the goal of Achzireinu B'Shuvah Shleim Fanecha, then in fact the day has become a meaningful day.